Then we move to hadith 28. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال لما ثقل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جعل يتغشاه فقالت فاطمة رضي الله عنها وكرب أباه فقال ليس على أبيك كرب بعد اليوم فلما مات قالت يا أبتاه أجاب رباه دعاه يا أبتاه من جنة الفردوس مأواه يا أبتاه إلى جبريل ننعاه فلما دفن قالت فاطمة عليها السلام يا أنس أطابت أنفسكم أن تحثوا على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم التراب. Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that when the last ailment or last illness of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam got aggravated, that made him unconscious, he became unconscious, whereupon Fatima, may Allah be pleased with her, said, oh, how distressed are the distress of my dear father, how distressed my father is. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your father will have no more distress after today. Will have no more distress after today. And when he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, expired, she said, O father, who has responded to the call of the Lord who invited him. O father, whose dwelling place is the gardens of paradise, the garden of paradise, Al-Firdaus is his abode. O father, we convey or announce to Jibreel his death, your death, the news of your death. And when he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was buried, she said, are you now satisfied? She said, O Anas, she said to O Anas, she said, O Anas, are you satisfied to throw earth over Allah's Messenger, over the grave of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In this hadith, which is reported by Anas bin Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, that Fatima bint Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the ailment of her father, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, was aggravated, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam began to go into a state of distress, and because of the intensity of the ailment, and because he alayhi salatu wasalam, what he gets from such intensity of ailment and illness is as twice as a regular person may undergo. And the wisdom behind this is that for him to reach and attain the highest levels of patience, because patience is a high degree attainable only after succeeding tests and trials. And since there is no patience except on something which is disliked, otherwise how would a person be verified for his patience? And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Muhammad chapter 47 verse 31, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ. And this is a point of benefit here also to be recorded. If the person is not touched by something which he disliked, then how it would be verified, his patience would be verified. So through trials and tests, patience is verifiable. And surely we shall try you till we test those who strive hard for the cause of Allah and the patient ones. And then with this aggravated state of illness, he began to become unconscious. And so Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha began saying, وَكَرْبَ أَبَاهُ, how distressed my father is. She was feeling herself pain because of the distress her father alayhi salatu wasalam was going through. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, لَا كَرْبَ على أبيك بعد اليوم, لا كرب على أبيك بعد اليوم. Your father will have no more distress after today. Will have no more distress after today. Why? Because upon leaving this life, he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, went to the highest companions in paradise. As we know from other narrations, and the hadith of Aisha, as in Al-Bukhari and Muslim, and we take Al-Bukhari, volume 8, book 76, Hadith 516, Aisha described to us when the Prophet ﷺ was in good health, he used to say, no Prophet's soul is ever captured unless he is shown his place in paradise and given the option to die or survive. So when the death of the Prophet ﷺ approached and his head was on my thigh, she said, he became unconscious for a while, and then he came to his senses and fixed his eyes on the ceiling and said, O Allah with the highest companions, O Allah with the highest companions. And we read in this respect in Surah An-Nisa 4:69, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَئِكَ رَفِيقًا. And who so obeys Allah and the Messenger, then they will be in the company of those on whom Allah has bestowed His grace, of the prophets and the siddiqeen, the followers of the prophets, the martyrs and the righteous. And how excellent these companions are. So we continue. She said, Aisha, hence He is not going to choose us. Hence He is not going to choose us. And I came to know that it was the application of the narration which he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to narrate to us, and that was the last statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before his death. O Allah with the highest companions, O Allah with the highest companions. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, and she, Fatima, mourned him lightly, though, in a way that does not reflect resentfulness against the pre-decree of Allah Azza wa Jal, most mighty and most magnificent is He.
And in her saying, أجاب ربًا دعا,
he responded to the call of the Lord who invited him. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His hand is the dominion, all the lifespans of people are in His hands, running their affairs in His hands, everything returns to Him. So he responded to the call of Allah, and then when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, he became like the rest of the believers. His soul goes up in heavens before the hands of Allah above the seven heavens. And in her saying, wa abata jannatul firdausi ma'wa, O Father, whose dwelling place is the garden of paradise, al-Firdaus. This is because he, alayhi salatu wassalam, is the highest in rank in paradise. As he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, اسألوا الله لي الوسيلة. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for me to be granted al-wasila. Then he explained what it is. فَإِنَّهَا مَنْزِلَةٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. It is a rank in paradise. لَا تَنْبَغِي إِلَّا لِعَبْدٍ مِّنْ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ, which is fit only for one of the slaves of Allah. وَأَرْجُوا أَنْ أَكُونَ أَنَهُ, and I hope that I will be him, I will be this slave. And there is no doubt that the Prophet ﷺ's abode is the Jannah of the Firdaus. And Al-Firdaus is the highest level of paradise, and its ceiling, which is above it, its roof is the Arsh, the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal, most magnificent and most mighty is He. And the Prophet ﷺ is in the highest rank therein. She said, Ya Abata ila Jibreela nan'a. O Father, we convey this news of your death to Jibreel. We announce to Jibreel your death. Why? Because Jibreel was the one who used to bring him the revelation morning and evening. And if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has gone, then the descent of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to the earth with the revelation will stop with the death of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Then when he was carried and taken and buried alayhi salatu wasalam, she said to Anas and to the companions when they were throwing earth on his grave sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she said, are you satisfied now? Are you satisfied now that you put earth over the grave of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Because of her grief, her intense grief, she said that. And she knew well that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Sahaba's hearts were filled with the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So are you satisfied now? And the answer is yes, they are satisfied, because this is what Allah Azza wa Jal intended, and this is the decree of Allah the Most High. And if the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would be possible to sacrifice for him the entire earth, the companions would have done that. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the judge, and to him belongs the decree, and to him is the return. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in his book in Surah Az-Zumar 39 30 31, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وإنهم ميتون ثم إنكم يوم القيامة عند ربكم تختصمون. Verily you will die, and verily they too will die. Then on the day of resurrection, you will be disputing before your Lord. The benefits of this hadith. First, this hadith is clear that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, like the rest of mankind, gets ill, gets hungry, gets thirsty, and like all the human encounters, encounter him as well. As he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in the hadith reported by al-Bukhari and Muslim, إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ أَنْسَى كَمَا تَنْسَوْنَ. I am human like you, and I forget like you forget. And in this hadith there is a refutation to those who commit shirk in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who invoke the Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam and seek refuge in him while he is in his grave. In fact, some of them go to the extent that they don't ask Allah except they ask the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam with him. And in to the extent even that this as if the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one who responds. And so they were misguided in their deen and foolish in their intellect. For the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam does not possess to bring upon himself harm nor benefit. So how then he possesses this for others? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, commanding his prophet in Surah Al-An'am verse 50, قُلْ لَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي خَزَائِنُ اللَّهِ وَلَا أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ وَلَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ إِنِّي مَلَكٌ إِنْ أَتَّبِعُ إِلَّا مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ. Say, I don't tell you that with me are the treasures of Allah, nor that I know the unseen, nor I tell you that I am an angel. I but follow what is revealed to me by inspiration. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also stated in Surah Al-Jinn in 72 verses 21-23. Surah Al-Jinn, chapter 72 verses 21-23.
ضرا ولا رشدا قل إني لن يجيرني من الله أحد ولن أجد من دونه ملتحدا إلا بلاغا من الله ورسالاته.
Say, it is not in my power to cause you harm or to bring you to the right path. Say, none can protect me from Allah's punishment if I were to disobey him, nor should I find refuge except in him. Mine is but conveyance of the truth from Allah and his messages, and whosoever disobeys Allah and his messenger, then verily for him is the fire of hell, he shall dwell therein forever. So this is my duty. This is my task. Min Allahi wa risalatihi, conveyance of the truth from Allah and his messages. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in Surah Al-Shu'ara 26:214, في قوله وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, and warn your tribe of near kindred. He called upon his relatives, alayhi salatu wasalam, calling upon them, until he said, Ya Fatima bint Muhammad, O Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Salini ma shi'ti, as in Bukhari, volume 4, book 51, hadith 16, Ya Fatima bint Muhammad, O Fatima, daughter of Muhammad, Salini ma shi'ti min mali, La ughni anki min Allah shay'a. Ask me anything from my wealth, but I cannot save you from Allah's punishment. I cannot save you from Allah's punishment. So this is evidence that other than Fatima, by all means takes precedence. And this is therefore a clear evidence for the misguidance of those who invoke the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. You find them in the Prophet's mosque while performing the dua, directing themselves towards the grave of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, erecting their bodies in front of his grave as if they are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the salah, and even more. And not only that, I have seen myself groups of many of these people who exaggerate and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, from the mystic Sufis and the like, when they make dhikr, they sit in circles and many of them try to face the direction of the grave. Even at times of dhikr, in this hadith there is evidence that light mourning, there is no harm in light mourning as long as it is not a way or a sign for resentfulness concerning the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is because Fatima alayha as-salam mourned the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, but lightly and not in a way of opposition to the decree of Allah the Most Mighty. And in this there is hadith, there is evidence that Fatima bint Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and may Allah be pleased with her, she lived after the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and in one narration she lived 6 months after the death of her father alayhi salatu wasalam, and none from the other children of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam or his offspring lived after Fatima. All of his offspring from daughters and girls died during his life alayhi salatu wasalam, and Fatima remained. However, she has no inheritance, she does not receive inheritance, Fatima, nor his wives, nor his uncle Al-Abbas, none from his relatives who you know, the relatives of the person who are entitled for inheritance, in this case the relatives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are eligible for inheritance, because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, inna ma'ashar al-anbiya'i la nurath ma tarakna sadaqa, and in Sahih al-Bukhari, la nurath ma tarakna sadaqa. our property will not be inherited, and whatever we leave from property, it is a sadaqah, a charity. And this is from the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because if the prophets are to be inherited, then someone may say that they brought the messages seeking wealth for those who come after them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevented this. And whatever they leave from wealth and property, then it goes as charity. Wallahu ta'ala al-muwaffiq. This brings the end of the explanation of these hadiths, and all success is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.